How much time's left over on this? 70 minutes? How much time's left over on this, you say? Well, we got 15 seconds with 3 seconds between each cut. Well, what do you mean 15 seconds is left over? What if you went over? What if you went over? Oh, great. Thank you. We got to turn this over to a duplicator, and it went too long. This is one more thing you're screwing up. This is one more thing you're screwing. Fit on a CD. It fit on what length of a CD?
The regular length of a CD.
Well, how long are these CDs as opposed to the CDs that they sell in a store? Is this these regular? See, this is something that he just. What did you do? This is from your laptop special? Anyway, there is. The good news is.
We're looking forward to yours next year.
The way I do the editing?
Yeah, exactly.
I just want some answers. That's all. The lineup. We've got 13 cuts on here. Last year we had 8, 9, 10, but they vary in length. This year, 13 big cuts, all kinds of wonderful stuff on our CD this year. The best of the Phil Henry Show '99. The name of the CD, the Phillennium 2000. You love that, huh? Huh? The Phillennium 2000. Man, that's nice. The best of KFI's Phil Henry. So we'll be selling this thing, $20 a CD, beginning in December. Now, we are hoping and praying. I don't know if anybody's actually officially contacted the guys down at Planet Hollywood, but we are certainly dropping to our knees and praying to the God of our parents' choice that the guys at Planet Hollywood will be ready for us on the night of the 23rd for the big midnight signing that we've done every year. We've done two anyway since we've been here, 97, 98, so we're hopeful this year we'll be not different, and we are also going to plan to have a signing a week ahead of that, maybe on the, not a week, but a few days ahead of that, maybe on the 18th. Someplace, I don't know where. The sales department here at KFI, tremendous people, I love them all, I do not bear them any ill will, but the fact of the matter is that they've been of absolute, you bear them malice by, well, the fact is, and I've mentioned this before, I don't want to beat this into the ground, but it has to be said, they have been no help to me. They've been no help in placing the CD in store. They've been no help in getting us any consistent personal appearance. And when I say personal appearance, I donate my personal appearance fee to the charity. It's not like I'm making any money on this thing. So when I get a personal appearance fee, I donate it to my friend's place so they can make a little extra bread. The fact of the matter is, over the last 2.5 years, the sales department here, with better things to do, like make money for the radio station, and I understand that, has been little to no help whatsoever in getting our CD placed, in getting us someplace to sell it, in getting us some in-store appearances. I think that they have set up in the course of 2 years approximately 5 or 6 of these. I don't know. And that's fine. I understand. I have just come to realize that I can't rely on the sales department here to help us with our CD. Now, maybe they don't think that it's a money-making opportunity. And in point of fact, it is not. All of the money goes to my friend's place. It's not what we call a non-traditional revenue stream for the radio station. I get it. I get that the station doesn't get any money, but do you know what the radio station gets? The radio station gets just a little bit of goodwill. Just a couple of eyebrows are raised. Oh, look at that. KFI's doing something for the community. There's a real news flash. KFI is doing a little something for the kids who are living out of garbage cans in Hollywood. So, in other words, we're a talk station, supposedly community involved, and we're not just running a lot of hot air around here. We're actually doing something for some people out there. That's what I thought maybe they could sell. But as good as these cats are, it's...
Buonasera. Vi ringraziamo per aver scelto di volare con Phil Henry Air. Voleremo ad un'altitudine di 30.000 piedi e cappuccino. Il volo di stasera offrirà Al Pacino e devo inoltre annunciare che Mafia.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray is going to be with us tonight, taking a look at the world through Margaret's eyes in the Margaret Report. And she'll be talking about the Nouveau Riche and a few other things we'd like to bring along your way here this Monday night as we head toward Thanksgiving. People are asking me, are you going to be working on Thanksgiving, Phil? Well, you know what? I'm not going to tell you whether I'm going to be working on Thanksgiving. What difference does it make whether I'm working on Thanksgiving or not? We're going to have a show on Thanksgiving. Maybe I will. As a matter of fact, I just made up my mind. I will work on Thanksgiving. I will be here Thanksgiving. I don't care. We'll be here Thanksgiving, and we'll be here on the Friday following Thanksgiving. So let me tell you a little bit here about What we did this past week, we saw a really interesting film, The World Is Not Enough. Now, you were telling me about Denise Richards. I know that Schaefer was telling me about Denise Richards. Tremendously beautiful woman. Well, I would say tremendously beautiful, but a very attractive woman. She's the Bond girl, one of the two Bond girls. And why are you shooting rubber bands at me? That's cute, man. Mike let a rubber band go. So one of the... One of the Bond girls' name is... Who's the Bond girl who plays the daughter, the Elektra King, Mike Schaefer, in there? The one who plays Elektra King, the daughter. She's... Is there a reason why you're shooting rubber bands at me?
I got a lot.
Because you have a lot? I just got nailed with two rubber bands here from Crozier. You got nothing to do over there?
Not right now.
So anyway, what's the name of the woman? What's her name? Schaefer? Well, I guess he's answering phones. Anyway, Rebecca was something or other, and Denise, I think Richards, I think is her name. She is one hell of a good-looking chick. However, she is supposed to be some kind of a nuclear... Okay. It's very funny. I appreciate it very, very much. Stop hitting me with rubber bands if you don't mind, all right? I got to get into the weekend, huh?
Relax. Jesus.
All right, okay, I'll relax. Sorry, I didn't know it was in my job description to get nailed with rubber bands by my engineer. I've been hit by, I don't know how many...
Oh, you're in such pain.
No, I'm not in pain. It's distracting me that you're shooting rubber bands at me, if you don't mind. Okay, Denise Richards plays Dr. Christmas something or other. That's right. And the last line in the movie is, he says, I've always wanted to have Christmas in Turkey because they're in Turkey. It's very, very amusing. Now, one of the... Are you still trying to hit me with rubber bands? So one of the... Okay, at what point do I officially ask him... At what point do I officially ask him to stop it? Because I got a show to do. Terry Ray, do you want to try? Is that what I just heard you say? Do me a favor, will you, Mike? Don't hit me with any more rubber bands. I appreciate it, okay?
All right, I'm trying to get as close without hitting.
No, it's not about you getting as close without hitting me. I don't want to be hit with rubber bands. I'm commencing the radio program now. Let's pretend like the last 5 minutes didn't happen. The show begins now. Hi, Phil Hendry here. Went and saw The World Is Not Enough. This is an interesting film. It stars... That one came right toward my face.
Touch you.
It hit the microphone and could have hit my face.
It hit you. I'm good.
Get a load of this guy. He's supposed to be engineering my show. I said that one almost hit my face. He goes, I'm good.
See?
I'm asking you not to do that. Why?
I didn't
say that. So... Pierce Brosnan plays the new James Bond, as you all know. I think this is film number 3 with Pierce Brosnan. Who gave him those rubber bands? I'd like to know, and I'd like to get somebody on staff to tell me, okay?
Staples.
Who? Staples. Okay, that one went right by my ear.
Terry Ray, what are
you... Please don't do it anymore. Please don't do it anymore.
How much clothes you got?
I beg your pardon?
You got a lot of shirts on.
I got a shirt on, and I have a pair of pants on.
No.
And I'd appreciate you not hitting me with rubber bands while I'm trying to... The shirt's thick?
Yeah.
Pierce Brosnan is the James Bond. And now, that hurt.
No,
that one hurt. Yes, it did hurt me, and I'd appreciate you to stop... shooting me with rubber bands. I'm on the radio right now. We're not running some game here. What is it with you? You're taking phone calls for, oh, excuse me, Schaefer's got to go down and get something to eat. So everybody came to work today, but the only guy ready to work is me. The hell is with you hitting me with a rubber band in the neck now? It hit me in the neck.
Shut up, it did not.
Tell, I want David Hall on the phone. If you don't mind, get David Hall on the phone.
You're not gonna.
I'm looking for the rubber band that was just hit, tossed at me, shot at me, and hit me in the neck. The new film... Hold on for a minute. Hello? Yeah, David? Yeah, Mike's hitting me with rubber bands. I'm sorry. I'm going to take a break in 3 minutes. Would you tell him to not to stop? Because I'm just, I started my show. I don't know why he, huh? He's telling me that he shot another one at me, okay? Ow! God damn. Okay, now, hello. David, he's shooting rubber bands at me. He started about 5 minutes right as soon as we got into the show. Huh? No, you're not on the air. I'm sorry? No, you are not on the air. David?
Yeah, wait, what's the problem?
I started the show at about 5 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Ow.
See, he just did it again, and he's shooting rubber bands at me, okay?
What is he doing?
I started the show at 5 minutes after 7 o'clock, and he started shooting rubber bands at me. And
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the... What am I talking about?
Yeah.
I'm talking about Mike shooting rubber bands...
Now, what is your topic for the hour?
My topic for the hour is we were going to talk about the new James Bond movie, The World Is Not Enough. What has that got to do with anything?
Why are you talking about that?
And he just hit me with another rubber band. He's hit me with five rubber bands. There's five rubber bands here.
What seems to be the problem?
The problem is I'm sitting here trying to do my show, and my engineer is shooting rubber bands at me. He just put a paper clip in one of them, and he just told me to shut up.
What did he do?
He told me to shut up.
Get him on the phone. Get him on the mic.
Get on the mic. See, he started it at five.
All right, I want to find what's going on, Mike.
Nothing's going on.
Are you? What are you doing? Shooting rubber bands at him?
Maybe, yeah.
What, did you hit him with any of them? Or,
oh yeah.
Because all I could do is hear him crying about it.
You got to see this, because I'm like just missing his head or like hitting his shirt. And...
Oh, so you didn't hit him.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've hit his shirt, yeah.
He's hitting me while I'm trying to do my show, okay?
I've yet to touch flesh.
All right, but he didn't touch flesh, right?
What has that got to do with it?
That's all important.
I'm asking closure. So, in other words, what you did is you're shooting a rubber band at his shirt or something?
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. Is he talking about this world is not enough?
Unfortunately.
It's boring, right?
Pretty much.
What's that got to do with anything? The guy's hitting me with...
What are you talking about that for?
Because I took the kids to see it. The guy's shooting me with rubber bands.
Look, I've got five meetings that I got to be at tonight. Five
David, look, David, yeah. I'm good enough not to hit the flesh.
All right, that I can buy. That's fine.
And what do you mean that's fine? I'm sitting here trying to do my show.
He didn't hit you, did he?
He hit my shirt.
Didn't leave a mark.
Okay, there. He's not leaving a mark. I want you to start focusing. Okay? Because what you're doing right now is you're distracting from what your program's supposed to be. And
so I got to sit here and have my engineer shoot rubber bands at me.
Forget about it, will you? Just do what you're supposed to do.
He just shot another one at me, okay?
Did he hit you?
No.
No, see?
What are you crying about?
You're talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you. Do your show, okay?
I just got hit with another rubber band.
Do your show and focus. And forget about what he's doing. Engineers are going to do stuff like that.
What do you mean engineers are going to do stuff like that? I've worked with a lot of engineers. They never shot a rubber band at me.
Yeah, but wait, they're all different. You worked in L.A. before?
No, I haven't.
Well, maybe they're different. Just focus on your show and quit crying. I got contacted in my car. I think the radio station's burning down.
He just hit me with another rubber band.
Shut up about it. If he's hitting flesh, I'll talk to you about it.
So I got to sit here and have...
I got to get going, okay?
What do you mean I called him? Of course I'm calling him. I'm getting hit with rubber bands while I'm trying to do a freaking show over here. Huh? Oh, relax. Well, okay, I'll relax.
Smoke a cigarette, you baby.
No, I will not smoke a cigarette. You want me to go back on cigarettes, huh?
Please, God.
Oh, so I can, in other words, get lung cancer. So what, to make your life easier? 1-800-449-8686. What is the topic here? Would you come back in and refocus the topic for me? 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show. Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. Some guy called and was complaining about the fact that I gave the last line of I gave the last line of "The World Is Not Enough" on the air, and asked our producer Mike, why did Phil do that, as if I am really concerned with whether any individual person has seen the movie or not. I'm not. We don't really concern ourselves with that. I don't want to be hit with any more paper clips, okay? And you just shot one of those paper footballs. I beg your pardon? Just do your show, huh? Look at him with the smile on his face. Does somebody know something around here that I don't know? I'm trying to start a show here. I've been hit with paper clips. Now he's got them little paper footballs. Maybe we need to get Sorrentino in here to engineer the show tonight. What do you think about that? Tony's... I beg your pardon? You don't know who that is? How about that, Tony? I just said I'm going to get you in here producing the show, and Crozier says, who? The point that I was making... Seriously, man, don't hit me with any more rubber bands. Seriously, okay? No more. I'm trying to get into the show. I got no problem. Just don't hit me with any more rubber bands. Seriously. Huh? You want it back? There you go. Oh, so I see what we're doing now. So I just tossed him the football back, and he just tossed it back at me. If I were to give it back to you, you'd kick it back at me again. No, so watch. This bull crap you...
Watch, give it back.
There. I was talking... See, he just did it again.
And again, I didn't hit through flesh.
I'm telling you not to hit me with any more rubber bands, and don't kick any of those paper footballs at me. Okay, so one of the things that I'm not concerned with necessarily is whether or not we give... Don't hit me with any more rubber bands! No more rubber bands! Ow! Get David back on the phone. Get him back on the phone. God.
See?
Two rubber bands now, huh? I don't know what's going on here, and I certainly... I beg your pardon?
Shotgunning.
That's what you call shotgunning, huh? I don't know what's going on at this radio station. I'm trying to do a show here, and I would appreciate somebody of some authority coming in here and getting rid of this guy. I'm not going to sit here doing a show while a guy is nailing me with rubber bands. Excuse me?
I said good luck.
Good luck? Okay, watch it. Watch me. Hi, is David home? Is David... Phil Henry. David wants to know what it's about. It's about what I talked with him on the air about. That Mike Crozier is hitting me with rubber bands while I'm trying to do my show. You can hear him crying in the background, mocking me. Can you hear... Can I speak with David, please? Thank you. Yes?
What is that?
Hello? Wrong number. Is David there? Yeah. No. Would you please tell him when he gets out of the bathroom to call me? Yeah. When he gets out of the bathroom, please have him call me. Thank you. What do you mean, yes, see?
He ain't even in the bathroom.
He's calling me when he gets out of the can. You understand? And while I'm trying to do a radio show, I appreciate not getting hit with no rubber bands. So anyway, I don't particularly see it. Hello? Yeah, David, he's hitting me with rubber bands while I'm trying to do my show. What? He's hitting me with rubber bands while I'm trying to do my show.
What did I just tell you?
You're telling me to focus, but he's hitting me with rubber bands.
I told you to focus and not worry about it.
Is an engineer supposed to be hitting me with rubber bands?
Is that your job description?
My job description is the host of the show.
Are you the engineer of the radio show, though?
My job description, sir, is that... Did you hear he's mocking me?
Who is?
Mike.
Ignore it. Show him that you're bigger than him.
What do you mean ignore it? I'm getting hit with rubber bands, paper clips. He's hitting me with paper footballs.
Oh, paper footballs. Well, that sounds to me like we should call an ambulance.
He just did it again.
He did what?
He hit me with a rubber band.
Let me ask something for you. You want me to call 911 for you?
I beg your pardon?
You want me to call 911? You want me to get an ambulance for you, sweetheart?
David.
He
just did it again.
Well, okay. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll hang up and I'll call 911 and get an emergency, okay? I'll get an emergency crew over there for you.
How am I supposed to do the show with him doing that?
Why don't you focus instead of being a prima donna?
A prima donna?
That's right, a prima donna. Crying about this, crying about that. Sit down and do a freaking radio show and forget about whether the guy's flicking. What is he doing?
Flicking rubber bands and paper footballs.
Paper footballs?
Yes, sir.
Boy, it sounds to me like you got it bad.
Okay, never mind. Never mind.
You gonna hang up on me, honey?
Phil Henry Show.
Pearl Harbor.
Phil Henry here, 1-800-449-8686. I don't need any more rubber bands pitched at me, and I don't need any more paper clips shot at me, and I don't need any more paper footballs kicked. You want to be a smartass, I can get Mr. Hall back on the phone. You see, I'm a professional. That's funny, huh? I'm a professional broadcaster trying to do a radio show. And you are behaving like an ass, shooting paper clips at me. Your job as an engineer... Get David back on the line. Is he here? David.
Yeah, well, what is the problem that I keep getting called every 5 minutes?
I keep getting hit with rubber bands all through the news. He's shooting rubber bands at me, and he's shooting paper clips at me, and he's shooting paper footballs at me.
All right, Mike, is he there?
Yeah, get on the microphone.
Mike, let me talk to you for a minute. What is the story with you shooting these rubber bands at him?
You know what it is? It's what you know that Phil stopped smoking about a week ago?
I heard about it.
Yeah, you don't have to deal with him on a daily basis like me and Schaefer do. I'm basically doing this on behalf of myself and Schaefer.
Oh, so this is about me quitting smoking.
Would you shut up and let me listen to him? What happened?
Well, let's just say in small part, it has something to do with that. Yeah. Yeah, basically does.
So when he quit smoking, what happened?
He's just an asshole.
He's pushing people around?
Oh, yeah. He just screams on and off air.
I have been attempting to give up a nicotine addiction that is...
Yeah, we know all about it, Phil, because I heard you wasting like 3 hours last week on it, okay? So we know about your quit. Are you treating your coworkers in an abusive fashion?
No,
yes,
I don't think...
Yes,
I don't think...
Are you treating your coworkers abusively?
No.
Yes.
Well, I don't think that I am.
Well, it sounds to me like you're in the throes of nicotine withdrawal, and you can't understand that your behavior is causing people to be upset.
He just hit me again with a rubber band.
Well, he's probably doing that to release a lot of the tension that you put him under. Because
wait a second. I gave up smoking, and all of a sudden it's my fault that I'm getting hit with rubber bands?
Why don't you treat your coworkers with a little bit more respect? Let me explain something about when you give up cigarettes. You're doing something for yourself, that's great, okay? But it's not making life any easier for the rest of us. We got to live with you day after day, slogging through the mud with death tugging at our elbows. And there you are.
Wait a second, man. I gave up smoking cigarettes. It's been a week and a few days. I'm doing something for my health, which ultimately will benefit this radio show, which ultimately will benefit you.
I don't give a crap if you gave up cigarettes and you're treating people like crap, okay? You go back to smoking. Let me give you a little. Let me give you a little tip here.
I'm supposed to go back to smoking, and...
Yeah, you go back to smoking before you start treating people like garbage. And let me give you a tip, and I might as well give a tip to all your listeners, since I've been thrown on the air again with you, and that is this. If you give up cigarettes, and you act like some kind of an ass in your workplace, and you are short-tempered, and you got all these other problems, you know what? You should die from lung cancer before you start treating people like garbage.
And well, I was not aware, nor do I believe that I was...
Well, he said that you were.
I do not believe that I was treating him badly, okay? I realized that I had some withdrawal problems.
Oh, you had some withdrawal problems. And so you're having a temper tantrum? And I understand you had a temper tantrum by the chair. Tell me about that.
Wait a second.
Tell me about it. What happened?
I came in here. My chair wasn't here.
You started yelling at Loxie, the afternoon screener?
I guess I had a temper tantrum, but the point was that my chair is never here.
Let me explain something to you. You're in a place where you work. That's not where you live. That's where you work. So you start behaving like a human being. You cannot behave to people the way you would treat your own family because that's not your family. That's your workplace. You understand that? And we got a lot of these people out there, by the way, who are going into business. You know about these guys that go postal, don't you?
I'm not going to go postal, okay? I gave up smoking cigarettes.
Listen to you, man.
I gave up smoking the cigs, and I'm trying to get my body back. And
well, you're not going to do it at the expense of your coworkers. Do you understand that? Do you understand that?
I understand it. Why does he get to shoot me with rubber bands?
Because you put him under a lot of pressure last week, and he's trying to relieve some of that pressure. You insulted him and treated him like crap. He's getting back at you.
So let me get this straight just so I know.
Yeah, I'll help you get it straight. What's your question?
My question is, I give up smoking cigarettes. I have a little bit of a hard time with my mood. So, yeah, a little bit of a hard time with my mood. So that means that people around here can start shooting rubber bands at me and hitting me with paper clips while I'm on the air so they can get back at me for mistreating them.
Yeah, that basically is it, right?
You gotta be putting me on.
And I would also recommend that you watch the way you talk to me. Is that it?
So, Crozier gets to hit me with rubber...
Yes, I would say that Crozier has it coming that he gets to shoot a few little rubber bands at you. Big deal. Did he hit you in the eye?
No.
Did he hit you in that? Did he hit you in the balls or anything? I mean, are you okay, sweetheart? Are you going to have children?
Yes, I'm fine.
Well, then why don't you shut up and do whatever's left of your show and forget about him pitching rubber bands at you? And I gotta go, okay? I got a life outside of your show.
Yes, sir.
That's it. And don't watch the attitude, okay, Phil?
Okay, but I mean, I'm gonna have to sit here the rest of the night.
Just watch the attitude and do your show. And if you can't handle quitting cigarettes, don't give them up. And that goes for every asshole listening to your show right now. If they can't deal with it, then they gotta just smoke them, okay? Watch that mood, baby. We got a lot of these guys going postal out there.
So he gets to shoot rubber bands at me.
Will you forget about the rubber bands and focus down?
Shoot rubber bands at me to see how far he can push me.
Forget it.
Good night.
Good night.
Oh, I'm a pussy now. Stop shooting rubber bands at me. Stop shooting rubber bands at me. I did call him. So, I saw a movie this past weekend called Quit It! Quit It! I saw a movie. You're not going to make me mad. You're not going to make me mad. Yeah. You're not going to make me mad. I saw a movie this past weekend. It was called I saw a movie this past weekend. It's called The World Is Not Enough. Ow! I saw a movie this past... Quit it. Stop it. I saw a movie called The World Is Not Enough, and it stars Pierce Brosnan, and I took the kids to see it, and we had a lot of fun. We had some popcorn. You're not going to make me mad. You're not going to make me mad. I don't care. Go ahead. Hit me in the face. I don't care. And I saw... Don't hit me in the face. I'm not going to... Schaefer, what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to work like... I saw... And in the movie was... I saw a guy...
Shotgun. Ow! Five of them. Five rubber bands.
I saw a movie this past weekend, and it's called The World Is Not Enough. And in it, quit hitting me with rubber bands. Quit it. Quit it. Stop it. Stow. Stop it. Oh, guess what? I'm going to get under the desk. Now you can't hit me with them. I saw a movie this past week. Oh, so now you're coming around. I saw a movie this past weekend called The World Is Not Enough. And in it, Pierce Brosnan and a bunch of other people. It was very interesting. We took the kids to see it. And at the very end of the movie, the girl's name is Dr. Christmas something. And in the movie, the girl's name is Dr. Christmas something or other. And ha-ha, blocked it. I blocked it. And I saw another... Ow! God damn it. I saw him. Obviously... I'm unable to do the show tonight because I'm being hit with rubber bands by my engineer, and nobody in a position of any authority at this radio station is willing to do anything about it. There are literally rubber bands that are sailing by my ear. A couple almost hit me in the eyes. A couple of them almost hit me directly in my eyes, which is a very... I just got hit in the arm. Just through flesh. I'd pick my arm up to protect myself from getting hit with a rubber band. Obviously, this juvenile behavior was something that I did not anticipate when I came here to the station. When I came here to the station this evening, so I am going to. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go outside until this is over. And I can tell you something, if David Hall doesn't want to do it, well, I guess, you know what I'll do? I raised my hand and got hit in the hand with a damn rubber band that you're shooting at me. Don't hit me with the rubber bands. Don't hit me with a rubber band. Don't hit me with a rubber band. Yeah, I got you on that one. And so what we're going to have to do here is simply... Oh, man, I'm really going to go over there in a minute. You want me to go outside and have a cigarette? All right, fine. I'll jeopardize my health and the future of my family. I'll go out and have a cigarette and calm down enough for you. Look at it. Where'd you get these little tiny rubber bands?
I don't know. They hurt more?
Yeah, they hurt more. Oh, great. So now he's loading up on them. And I'll be back. What the hell are you doing now? You hitting me with five rubber bands at once?
No, it was just one. It just felt like five.
I apologize from the very depths of my being. Shut up. Oh, don't be a dick. We're going to take a break right now. This is the...
Come on.
All right, that does it.
Come on.
Give me the rubber band. How's this feel?
Yeah, bring it.
Yeah, bring it.
God,
this is the Phil Hendry Show. This is the Phil Hendry Show on 1-800-449-8686.
In my home tonight.
All right, hold on. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
We back on the the air?
Yes.
What are you bothering me with?
Because I keep getting hit with rubber bands, but...
How many times do I have to tell you to ignore it, consider the source, and just...
What do you mean, consider the source, man? I'm not playing with my kid's sister when I'm five here. I'm talking about trying to do a radio show with an engineer that's hitting rubber bands, you know, shooting rubber bands at me, okay?
Is he hitting you in the eyes? Is he hitting you in the balls? Is he hurting you at all? No. But you don't have the focus to just go around it.
The focus? I have never in my life had to sit here and do a radio show with an engineer shooting rubber bands and paper clips at me.
Well, there's a first time for everything, Phil, as the saying goes, okay? And one of the things you need to learn, which you've not yet learned, that I keep trying to teach you, is focus.
Focus? I look at this. I got a lady in a Miracle Mile here who's thinking of calling the cops, ma'am. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am?
Calling
the cops on who?
On Crozier.
Listen.
Calling the cops on who? Crozier?
Just be quiet for a minute while I tell you something. I'm in the criminal justice system. No one at their work or anywhere else, no matter what the boss says, has to undergo physical abuse. And this is a dangerous type of physical abuse because he could be hurt very badly with flying rubber bands.
Are you telling me that a guy shooting a rubber band at a guy is physical abuse?
Of course it is.
What if it hit me in the eye? What I'm asking you, ma'am, and what I'm asking David, what if he would have hit me in the eye?
He didn't hit you in the eye.
This is the whole point. That is considered not only physical abuse, but he may be charged with more than that. The trouble is, I'm not there to see it. I could only hear what the engineer was saying.
What, are you in the DA's office or something?
No, I happen to be in the probation department.
What happened?
It doesn't make any difference. Whatever part of the criminal justice system I'm in, I don't think that you as a boss can tell anyone that works for you or any friend of yours that they have to undergo physical abuse, which
what
is what you've been doing.
What happened to the days when a guy can concentrate on his job and ignore distractions?
Distractions?
More distractions.
The guy's shooting rubber bands.
You're in the probation department, correct?
Yes,
Well, let me ask you something. You're working at your desk very hard, I'm sure, at what you do.
I don't work at my desk most of the time. I'm out in the field.
All right, if you're on the field, what if somebody was shooting a rubber band at you? Are you going to make a big deal out of that?
You bet. I would probably take them in.
In your job, you've got a lot more dangerous things to worry about. You just said so, right?
That is correct.
So you're telling me...
if somebody were shooting rubber bands at me, I would probably wait for the police. I probably wouldn't pick him up myself have him taken in for assault.
I think you've got a very short fuse. Very short fuse.
I don't think
well,
so.
Well, let me ask you something. Have you been shot at with a gun?
No, I faced a gun, but no one's ever shot at me.
What do you mean a short fuse, David? The guy is shooting rubber bands
at me.
He had paper clips at me.
I don't really care what David is saying.
The cops would laugh at your ass if you tried to get some guy taken in for shooting rubber bands at you. They'd laugh you out of the probation department. I'm trying to get
I'm going to dial the Wilshire Division LAPD now, and let's see who's laughing in about 20 minutes when they come into the studio at 610 South Ardmore, think I know the address.
You're going to bring the heat down
gentlemen.
You're bringing the heat down on my radio station? Get a load of that rat.
Well, he was shooting rubber bands at me.
He's shooting rubber bands at me. She's bringing the heat down on me.
She's bringing the heat down on Crozier.
What about that? What a rat. And you. You are the guy that did it.
How did I do it?
Because you're the big mouth that opened your mouth about it.
I didn't know that I'd have to come in here and have rubber bands shot at me.
Now you're bringing the heat down to the place. What a rat. I'm going to tell you something, Andre. And poor Crozier, is Mike there?
Yeah, he's here.
Let me talk to him for a minute. Mike?
Yeah.
Don't worry about it, kid. We'll get you the best attorneys.
Thanks. You'll get him the best attorneys.
That's right. Only the finest. AMFM will pay the whole thing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're a hell of a guy.
Riverside, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil, don't go have the cigarette. Take the mic and slap the idiot upside the head.
Who's this?
Who am I?
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you who I am.
Slap
but I just want you to know
hey,
that
what,
I
Phil
wouldn't
Hendry
take...
Hits,
So I wouldn't take the nice way out. Not like that, embarrassing me on my show.
He hits him with a microphone. He's going to be in more serious trouble than getting hit with a rubber band.
I'm afraid that he's right.
He is right.
I'm afraid that if I hit him with a microphone...
You better believe I'm right. I'm the boss.
But
you know what? That's called assault. You hit a guy with a microphone, it's assault.
So what is he doing when he's shooting the rubber bands at Phil? What's that?
That's a distraction. He's having some fun.
Okay. Well, how about you come in the studio and you let the guy shoot rubber bands at you for a while and let's see how you like it?
Are you telling me that when you were a kid you never had anybody shoot rubber bands at you?
I didn't like it.
Well, you may not have liked it, but did it kill you? No.
You know
it
what?
It didn't kill you.
Isn't he supposed to be an adult?
Can't I do?
I don't know. I'm not here. What I'm trying to do is get a radio show going. All I know now is that Henry brought the heat down on that joint because he's such a baby and he can't take some guy shooting a rubber band or a paperclip at him.
No, I'm supposed to
be doing that, okay? I'm supposed to be sitting here and sucking on something like that while I'm trying to do a show. A rubber band.
You brought the heat down on that place. You're on my list.
I did not. The woman that called in did. Downey on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
No. You're the guy complaining about it.
Downey, hello.
Hello.
Yes.
I'll tell you something
You got the boss there?
I beg your pardon?
Yeah, I wanted to talk to the boss. You know, why wouldn't you let Phil...
Hey, let me tell you something. He brought the cops.
No, I didn't bring any cops.
The caller did, okay?
Wait a minute. I get to say my say. You know, I'm just saying that in any kind of job, that there's a certain manner of professionalism, and you, as the station owner or whoever you are, should not let that be going on.
I'm the vice president.
Vice president.
It's a guy shooting a couple of paper clips.
That could hit me in the face.
I was about ready to change the station because, my gosh, Phil couldn't even get a word out.
I'm telling you, you're going to change the station? You would never change the station. It's too interesting hearing a guy getting hit with paper clips.
Oh, I see. That's it.
I just don't see why you back up the wrong person.
It's very compelling radio, lady. Just trust me.